Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Gmail podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. This episode will be covering simple keystrokes. But first, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And if you've sent in comments, I am amazed. I am enthused at how much response I've gotten just from that first episode explaining what this show is all about. So without further delay, let the learning begin. Let's start out looking at the conversation list. That's the view that Gmail brings up by default. It's got all of the things people have been talking about, how many are in that conversation or thread, and I'll give you some keys that complement each other. Real quickly, J moves you down. If you hit J a number of times, it'll move you down a number of times. If you hit K, it will move that little arrow on the left up, and there you go. J and K work complementary of each other. They're on the home row. They'll save you all kinds of time rather than going click, 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 reaching for the mouse, back to the keyboard. We'll go with that. The other one is hit enter on any conversation and it will open up that conversation. You don't need to click on that. Again, don't reach for the mouse. It's way over there. I know it's only 6 inches from your keyboard, but your hands don't have to move. You've got a conversation opening up. Once the conversation is opening up, you can use N and P for the next and previous message in that conversation. Works very well. When you want to get back to the conversation index, you can hit U. A couple of keystrokes to tag or flag messages. X will check that little checkbox. Yes, you can check a checkbox in Gmail without using your mouse. You can hit X, and whatever message or thread or conversation is currently selected, it will select it. And S will turn on the star. We'll explain more about the star later. And if you do happen to get any spam in Gmail, you can flag it with the exclamation key. That's the shift. Hold down your shift key, and that's the character right above the one on most U.S. keyboards. I'm going by U.S. keyboards and the U.S. English features in Gmail. I understand that there are different features enabled, and I will point those out along the way as they are discovered. But for now, I think exclamation point is on most number one keys. If you want to reply to a message, hit R. If you want to reply to everybody in that message, hit A. Very easy to remember. And if you want to forward that message, hit F. So a lot of the common keys are very easy. C for compose, R for reply, exclamation for spam. One final key that makes a whole lot of sense in Gmail is the forward slash key. That's the one down by the question mark on the right-hand side by your right shift key. Forward slash will let you search for items in Gmail. Gmail is all about the archiving and the saving of the mail and keeping gobs of information around forever. How are you going to find it? With the forward slash key. Use the forward slash and you can search for your information quickly and easily. I know this may seem a little basic, but don't forget, we're starting out simple with this podcast and progressively getting more complex. While you may already know many of the keyboard shortcuts, not everyone else does. Let me know your feedback. Send it to gpodcast@gmail.com. Future ideas I have for the show. I am thinking of items that require a screenshot to implement. Maybe doing a second feed or sending out enhanced AAC files, which could be viewed in iTunes or on your iPod, and you can follow along and the screenshots will go along with the conversation. Just an idea. If the demand is there, I'll do it. I also encourage other ideas from you. If you've got ideas, tips, tricks on Gmail, keep them coming. I've got an inbox piling up. At first, I thought there might be a shortage of material for this topic, but that's not the case. Don't forget to go to chuckchat.com, click on the listener map, and put your pushpin on the Frapper map. Very interested in knowing where you're from. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. Comments or suggestions can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. And visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.